こんにちは and welcome back to Japan Edge for all things Japan. This channel brings you the latest insights and stories straight from the heart of Tokyo. This podcast is intended for those of you interested in Japan but don't know much about the country and for those of you looking for insights beyond what the typical guidebooks would offer you. I'll be sharing with you some of the topics that the local Japanese are tuning into recently, and we'll also give you my personal take on some of our cultural aspects. So, I hope you'll enjoy today's episode. Cherry blossom can be seen in various parts of the world, but in Japan, it's a huge deal. I mean, the hype is unbelievable. It is the symbol of spring, and we are crazy about the cherry blossom. We start seeing cherry blossom-related things all over the stores, restaurants, and cafes from about mid-February, right after Valentine's. Retail stores flood themselves with cherry blossom design items, and restaurants and cafes offer sakura drinks and pastries. By the way, I've uploaded on my Instagram some photos of sakura sweets and drinks, like Starbucks sakura frappuccino and sakura chiffon cake. So please check them out also. I don't think Starbucks of other countries add sakura drinks and sweets onto their menu, but please let me know if your country's Starbucks does. Now, have you ever heard of the cherry blossom forecast? Believe it or not, it is an official forecast here in Japan, announced by a governmental agency, the Japan Meteorological Agency, as well as local municipalities and local tourism association. So it's a very, very official forecast. They provide predictions on when cherry blossoms are expected to bloom and reach full bloom in different regions of Japan. This forecast typically includes information on the expected timing of A, the start of the blooming, B, full bloom, and C, end of blooming. The start of blooming is especially focused since it marks the beginning of the cherry blossom season. You would just not believe how much time almost all of the morning TV programs spend reporting on the expected blossom day, the X day. As the expected bloom day approaches, the TV stations would send their reporters to the famous cherry blossom sites and give live images of how the trees are like at that point. We also talk about the sakura front, just like the hurricane front, showing how the sakura blossom would move from the south all the way to Hokkaido. The cherry blossom typically bloom first in the southern region, such as Kyushu and Shikoku. And after these regions, the cherry blossom front gradually moves north, reaching areas like Osaka, Kyoto, and then Tokyo. Around, I would say, late March to early April. Now, I just checked the latest forecast for this year, and as of today, March 7th, the blossom in Tokyo is expected to start earlier than the previous years, around March 19th. And this is not much different from the prediction for the south. In fact, it seems like there's even a chance of seeing the cherry blossom in Tokyo slightly before the southern part of Japan. But all in all, cherry blossom in the southern Japan up to the Kanto region, where Tokyo is expected anywhere between the 18th and the 20th. And the northern Japan, such as Sendai, around March 28th. Now, the blossom is a lot later in Hokkaido, obviously, and that this year is expected in late April. Now, going back to the cherry blossom, there's one festivity I should not forget to mention, and that is the hanami, a much-anticipated tradition of cherry blossom viewing. For generations, hanami has been a cherished custom, bringing friends, family members, and colleagues together for a picnic beneath the cherry trees. During the weekend of the blossoming, The parks get flooded with people eager to lay their picnic blankets under the cherry tree. And this is quite a scene. The Ueno Park, for example, one of the most famous parks for the massive number of beautiful cherry trees, becomes full of people. You'll actually be able to see people running from the Ueno station towards the park early in the morning to secure prime location under the trees. And Hanami isn't just admiring the beauty of the cherry blossoms. It's also a time for indulgence. One of the defining characteristics of Hanami is the alcohol. There will be beers and sake all over the place. Well, I guess you could say that Hanami is all about the power of nature, bringing people together and celebration of life. So cheers to Hanami. In Japan, the appreciation for the four seasons is not just a cultural practice, but a way of life deeply ingrained in the psyche of the people. Each season does bring its own unique charm and significance, but it's the spring, when the cherry blossoms bloom, that the essence of our appreciations shines through. Cherry blossoms have a deep connection to the concept of wabi-sabi in our culture. Cherry blossom bloom only for a very short period of time, usually around 1 to 2 weeks. This brief but beautiful display reminds us of the transient nature of life and the importance of appreciating the present moment. Cherry blossom is considered to be the symbol of impermanence of beauty and life itself in Japanese culture. And such allure of the cherry blossom extends to so many aspects of our lives. It has inspired artists, poets, and writers for generations. I guess we can say that the cherry blossom is immortalized as a timeless symbol of Japan's spiritual and cultural identity. If you're considering a trip to Japan but haven't quite decided on the timing, let me say that late March is highly recommended. The weather is nice, not cold anymore, less chance of rain, and of course, higher likelihood of being able to enjoy the beauty of cherry blossom. The blossoming itself is great, but seeing the petals drift from the trees in the wind is just breathtaking. I would love to share this sight with you. There are so many places in all parts of Japan to appreciate the cherry blossom. If you're thinking of dining out during this season, make sure you make reservation ahead of time for dinner, especially for a restaurant with a terrace facing the cherry blossom. By the way, one area in Tokyo that I love is called Daikanyama, which is an area adjacent to Shibuya, and it is a very popular part of the city amongst Gen Zs. And there's a strip of cherry blossoms along the river, and the trees are lightened during the evening. And boy, it's a beautiful scene. Cherry blossom plus a glass of wine or a nice cold sake would give you a perfect night. I hope you had fun listening to Japan Edge. Stay tuned for more episodes. And also check out our Instagram for photos and reels on various aspects of Japan. Please also leave a message if there's any topic you wish me to cover. I'll be happy to consider. For now, またね。さよなら。